Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona. And today I'm here with Nicole Van Overmeeren. How's it going, Nicole?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to be here.
Yay. I know. KXCI rocks, right?
Yeah. Love this place.
What are you doing at the U of A?
The project I'm working on is called Garden Roots. Garden Roots is a citizen science project that we have partnered with the community of Superior, Arizona. And the members of that community collect these multiple different environmental samples from their own backyards, their own gardens. And they give it over to us so we can analyze their samples for potential pollutants. And we will be sharing our data and our results back with the community so they can be empowered with this knowledge. I really enjoy environmental research, and I really enjoy bringing whatever knowledge we get from that to the people who it impacts. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what I'm going to do with my major and where it's going to take me.
I am too. So you are a...
I'm a space grant intern.
Yeah, NASA space grant intern.
Yes. It's a really amazing program where... if you apply through them, you tell them what your research interests are, they can match you with a professor in a research lab, and then you get paid for your research through a NASA fund. And it's a really cool community and program. They offer a lot of support for your research lab and just you as a student in general. So I'm really honored to have that opportunity this semester.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're going to graduate soon. What are you going to do with your engineering degree?
That's a good question. I'm still debating whether or not to go to graduate school. I really want to, so I think right now that's what I want. But I'm hoping that with the extra year of like schooling and research experience, I can work in research and development in the future. And that's kind of my dream, is to work in a lab and like develop stuff like biodegradable plastics or new renewable energy sources or things I'd be really interested in working towards, like the kind of projects I want to be involved in. R&D or anything to do with sustainability, because there's a lot of methods within the waste disposal process that could be improved upon.
What made you decide to do engineering? And like, look, you brought up the word sustainability. What motivates you to do that?
I have always, like since I was little, wanted to work on sustainability and just, you know, when you take a look at the world and you see, oh, the problems are the smokestacks, the problems are dumping pollutants in the ocean and stuff like that. I always thought those were problems that can actively be addressed by methodologies such as engineering, because, engineers are kind of the ones that cause the problems. So I think that by working from the inside out, improving the processes where they begin so that as much waste isn't produced. And that's where I wanted to kind of focus my education in. So okay. That's why I chose chemical engineering.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Phoenix, okay. So I'm just like 2 hours north of here.
Yep,
I've lived in the desert my whole life, so.
Do you listen to any music?
Yes, I really like rock music and R&B every once in a while. Of course, I love pop music. Who doesn't love pop music?
Very excited about you in the lab. Excited to have you. And I do hope you choose to stay at the University of Arizona for your graduate work.
Yes.
I think that would be outstanding.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening to KXCI Thursdays.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.